The show that takes you home. The Home Stretch with Sterling Holmes on ESPN Kansas City. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome to the Home Stretch here on this Victory Monday, ESPN Kansas City. Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels behind the glass, Todd Lebo live in studio. First time we've been doing radio since we went to a concert together.
Yeah, we had a great time. Met your dad.
Yeah.
He's got a million pictures access on his phone.
Yeah.
Of concerts he's been to for forever.
Yeah, he's been to basically every concert Kansas. It's stupid. I'm just like, oh, I was here. He goes, oh, yeah, I was there too.
You know what I did impress him with, though? I said, I saw Wasp at the Uptown Theater.
He said,
you saw Wasp at the Uptown Theater? I said, yeah, he had never seen Wasp. So I got him one time.
What does Wasp stand for?
we are sexual predators. Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's what the rumor was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackie Lawless. I saw a, not to derail the show 16 seconds in, on a sports radio station, but.
But you're going to do it. Power through.
There's some sort of a thing I saw on like Amazon Prime or something. The guitarist or bassist for Wasp is angry because he hasn't gotten his money. And it's a weird documentary.
Sure.
But it's pretty interesting.
You know what was interesting?
Something or other. I don't know.
You know what was interesting?
The Cult.
The Cult, but I was going to say the Chiefs dismantling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a game where it was 41-31. It never felt that close.
So I was just rewatching the game. It came on NFL Network at 2 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch the beginning of this. And because I didn't really even watch the opening kickoff last night. It kicked off, and he caught it, and it looked like he got tackled. And then I turned away to talk to my wife or something. And then I realized, oh, you know, then I saw the replay. So it's so great when I watched it again, knowing what was going to happen. Because, like, 11 guys ran out on the field. The big fat lineman jogged out there to get ready to go. And then they just kind of stopped and put their heads down and turned around and came back out. Because, like, it didn't really seem like that wasn't a fumble where the ball bounced up
sure.
in the air. And you didn't really know that it happened. But they had already turned the signal on it. And they're like, oh. I guess we got to go back and stand on it. It was just great. You couldn't have asked for a better start. You couldn't have asked for a more motivated team.
Yeah.
The Chiefs were motivated in this game.
Well, the Bucs were too.
Not as motivated as the Chiefs. You could feel it
sure.
during the game. The Chiefs, there aren't 1,000 guys on the Chiefs who were in the Super Bowl, okay? There's a lot of new faces on this team. But the guys like Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Wiley was in the game. But, I mean, you know, think about all the new guys. Tooney wasn't there. Creed Humphrey wasn't there. Trey Smith wasn't there. Orlando Brown wasn't there. You know, Mecole Hardman was on the team, but Juju, those guys weren't there. They got 9 brand new players who they drafted this year. They weren't there. So there's not like 1,000 guys on this team who were there. But those guys who were there were super motivated. You could feel it Friday when Travis Kelce came into the media room. It's like, all right,
yeah,
this dude's ready. And you could feel it when you watched the game last night. Just right out of the chute, man. They got that first touchdown. You're like, okay, these guys are ready to go for this
thing. It's nice yeah. when it happens on this side
yes.
instead of when it was the Colt side and you're like, okay, we can't get it out of our own way.
Yeah.
I will say to your point about Andrew Wiley, because he was noticeably – he had a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Wiley had a fantastic game. Adam Teicher pulled some stats from ESPN Stats and Info. Andrew Wiley won 96% of pass blocks and then 84.8% of run blocks, which is just incredible.
He had a great night.
The offensive line was
how about the
best we've seen.
Running the ball when they needed to and when Tampa knew it was coming, too.
Tampa couldn't stop them.
No.
And they have the best linebacking duo probably in mm-hmm. the NFL.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Vita Vea, an incredible nose tackle, couldn't stop them. Clyde ran angry. Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco ran angry.
They had a healthy competition
Noah
going on.
Noah Gray ran angry.
Yeah.
For his one carry.
I love that play, though. Because if you're not going to use a QB sneak
use a
with
sneak.
Mahomes,
yeah.
still use a QB sneak.
They did that a couple times with Blake Bell over the years, and then this was – they were not ready for it.
No.
They were not ready for
well,
that
Mahomes
to happen.
Well, Mahomes is sitting here pointing at Travis Kelce.
And, yeah. And he just stopped and got it. It's very, very well done. Now, you can't do that forever. People will get it now. And we haven't even mentioned the insanity of Patrick Mahomes and the plays that he made. That the first one was the third down play where he's dead to rights on a sack and flips it out to Juju Smith-Schuster for a first down. The second one was obviously the touchdown to Allaire where it's a joke. I mean, it's like, I know you liked, you're not a passer in basketball. You're more of a shooter.
Yeah.
But you occasionally drop the dime.
The
maybe.
Jason Williams style, the elbow pass. It's
That's what that was like. He was like spinning around and he like jump stopped and passed it for a layup to a dude who wasn't covered. It was crazy. Yeah, I just re-watched that play as well. I mean, just such back-breaking things. And Andy Reid talked about it again today on the Zoom. Said, hey, man, you can't take these things for granted. This is not something that people all across the NFL see. Sit there and watch Red Zone yesterday. You didn't see a lot of plays like that. And there's some really talented quarterbacks running around. You know, there are some guys who can do some things. Josh Allen works himself out of trouble and does things. Lamar Jackson does all kinds of crazy things. Someone like Kyler Murray can run around and do things. But I don't know if there's anyone who has the awareness that Patrick Mahomes has to make a play like that.
Going into this game, I kept saying this is going to be a get-right game offensively for both teams. I said Tampa Bay's getting their weapons back. Tom Brady was not the issue going into, and he was not the issue in this game either, but he had no weapons. He was having Russell Gage as his number one wide receiver. We saw the addition, or at least Mike Evans coming back, Chris Godwin when he was back. It was a noticeably different offense for Tampa Bay.
For sure.
But the Chiefs, they came out. The play calls were crisp. The special teams, huge difference. Matthew was Mr. Right.
Wow, he was great.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a
and how about the
great
third
performance.
Downs. Were just nails.
They didn't overthink, and this is what I said going into, don't overthink the play calls. I'm tired of these third and ones, fourth and shorts, where, okay, let's try and get Mecole Hardman on an end around.
Yeah,
just fall forward. Just go forward.
They did some good things. They did some good deals. And, you know, honestly, they didn't punt until the last possession of the game.
And it shouldn't have been a punt at all because of a horrendous holding call on Jordan Fortson.
I didn't think it was a very good call. But in the first half, the only fourth down they faced probably was going to be a touchdown. If the pass was a little better and Clyde catches it.
Clyde still has to come down with that ball.
He does, but it wasn't a perfect pass. He should catch it.
Yeah.
Now, the way his body was moving, he wasn't going to score. But a perfect pass on that, I don't think there was anyone out there. He was going to go down the sideline.
Yeah.
It was going to be great. But it, still, great night for the Chiefs. They needed that. They were driven. I was in the locker room last Wednesday. And when in the locker room, there was not a basketball game happening. There was no music playing. This was like business week or something. They weren't. Every week we've been back in the locker room this year, they got a pickup basketball game that happens in there, which I think is unsafe.
Sure.
Because there's helmets and bags and shoes, everything laying on the ground.
Yeah.
It's just ankles waiting to be twisted. But they play basketball all the time in there. And Willie Gay's speaker has been quiet for 2 weeks because he's not there. But Chris Jones has this great big wheelie speaker, and the defensive backs have a speaker in the other corner. So there's usually music playing and all this stuff. It was like very muted speaker playing the deep defensive backs. No other big block rocker going, and there was no one playing basketball. It was like,
we took care of business. Yep.
Let's go to work. We got beat by the Colts. We ruined the fact that we could have been 3-0. They played like crap on special teams. They played like crap on offense. And defense played well, but still could have won the game after the penalty on Chris Jones and failed.
Yeah.
So there was blame for everyone. And they were like, all business. I'll be interested to see. We won't be back in the locker room until Thursday because everything gets pushed a day this week because it's Monday Night Football. I'll be interested to see if the music's back playing. If they're back, you know, getting ready, or if it's like, all right, this is business. I don't know what to see. But that was a driven team where their leaders were pissed about that Super Bowl. Pissed.
Giving up 3 yards on the ground rushing seems preposterous for a team a couple years ago. If they gave up anything less than 100, you considered it a win.
What's crazy? You're giving up 3 yards or someone only rushing 6 times in a game?
3 yards. That's still 0.5 yards per carry.
It's very close.
It's close, but they're
the last time someone rushed 6 times in a game.
They are behind the entire game. I mean, they had no choice. It was a situation where not only can they not run on the ground, they can't afford to run on the ground. They were just getting stuffed time and time again. The Chiefs' defense, I think, did a very good job. Jalen Watson got mossed a couple of times, but Mike Evans is going to do that to you. It was reminiscent of Jamar Chase, Tre'Davious Ward, where you're like, you know what, tip your hat. That's just a veteran quarterback going over the top to a
Tom
Hall of
Fame. Tom had 350 yards or whatever. He threw it 52 times.
Yeah. If you don't have over 300 yards thrown 52 times, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, they did a nice job because you're trying to manage the game at that point. When you have a lead, you know you're going to get beat sometimes, but you don't want to get beat deep and give up a really quick touchdown drive. And they, for the most part, avoided that. And it would have been nice if they didn't get their touchdown at the end after Patrick threw that interception.
Sure.
You know, if he didn't throw that.
Yeah,
maybe
what was he doing there? I mean, that was like the
– He does that a lot.
There were maybe two plays you look at from that game, the Clyde drop, and then you look at the Mahomes. What were you thinking on the interception? Outside of that, it was a near perfection.
Yeah, it was really good. And it kind of righted the ship because around the division, the Chargers looked good. They had a big lead, won by 10 points on the road. It's just Houston, but they won. And then the Raiders finally got their first win. They beat the Broncos. So let's tighten it all up now. Now the Raiders have a win. The Chargers are both 2-2. The Chiefs are 3-1. And the division looks like kind of what we thought it was going to be.
That Raiders-Broncos game was pretty bad, though.
But last week...
It still looks pretty poor.
Last week, the teams were 0-2 when they played someone else, or 0-3 when they played someone else, right? They ended up... This division is going to be better. The Chargers are okay. The Chargers are a mess because they are that way sometimes.
And injuries.
And the Raiders are better than 1-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Raiders never should have lost that Cardinals game. You can't lose that game when you have that lead. I'll say you go to lose at Tennessee, that's fine, and you're going to lose to the Chargers, whatever. But that team should be 2-2. They very easily could have won all their games because they were a two-point conversion from tying it. And they were up 16 points.
But it's what they do. It's just if ifs and ands, or it's what ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
It's what they do, but eventually that may change. They have a new coach. They got Davante Adams. Maybe those things will start changing. I'm not marking it down saying, oh, there'll be no problem with the Raiders on Monday night.
Sure. I'm not saying it's an easy game, but the Raiders didn't necessarily inspire a ton of hope because the Broncos didn't look very good either.
No, but we don't think the Broncos are good.
I will say if you are a Broncos fan... which, why are you listening to the show? The one thing I will say, Russell Wilson, a little better. He seemed a little bit more in tune with his wide receivers. He threw that one moon ball, as he calls it, that just dropped right into the hands of, I think it was Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Hamler.
Listen, that's still a solid football team. It's not trash.
But Javonte Williams being out now, they can't run. No. Gordon fumbles every single game. He has four fumbles in four games.
Somehow just... fumbles it right up to someone for a touchdown, too, on that.
It was incredible. I mean, but you can't trust him.
No.
Boone looked banged up and dropped multiple passes.
The Chargers are still, I think, the second-best team in the league, in the division. I think they are. So we'll watch what they do. I think the Chargers are the second-best. And that was a nice win for them. It was 27-7 at one point or whatever. But we got to watch out for them. But the Chiefs already got one on them.
Yeah.
They got one on them. But they got a lot of – I mean, this still that schedule at the start of the year was a tough-looking schedule.
The 3-1. Would you say right now –
I think most people thought 3-1 would have been fine, but I don't think anybody thought they're going to lose the Colts. You know?
Preseason. Nailed it.
Did you call it last week?
Did not call last week, but preseason.
Because you were on the video last week.
Yeah, I was wrong.
And you were wrong.
I see you – sometimes you have to go with your preseason
gut. Did you win anything?
Gut.
I had Colts plus 5.5. That counts.
See, that's something.
That's something. Yeah, I did pretty good. I'm 2-2 so far. If the Rams win tonight, I go 3-3 on the.
You need the Rams.
Yeah, because I went over.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then.
Again, they got the Rams. You could be the only guy to go 3-0 this week. But it's you and Jack together. You're a team.
I know Jack's really bringing me down.
Oh, you blaming Jack?
He went 0-3 last week.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. I've yet to go 0-4.
Good for you.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, but you're a team.
We are a team.
That's what it is.
We're a team.
Absolute team.
We're a team.
Absolute team.
So around the NFL in general, there were some pretty interesting games, including Buffalo coming back against Baltimore. Baltimore found another way to choke away a game.
Now, what was the most interesting thing about that from a gambling aspect? Were you watching the end of that game?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, okay, I had Bills minus 3.5. Yeah, that was the most interesting thing for me.
The Bills... Are they better than the Ravens? Okay, let's just say that. Okay, but they fell apart. They turn the ball over in the first half and whatever. And they're down, and they come back. The Ravens want them to score. They're trying to allow them to score because I'm just like you. I'm laying the points, and I'm like, let them score. And the Ravens are trying to, but the Bills continue to fall down just to kick the freaking field goal at the end. Devastating. But this is what the joy of gambling in the state of Kansas
does. I mean, I've had some bad ones. I was on that Steelers Thursday night parlay that would have had me $50.
Oh,
that,
man.
It's been rough.
The annexation of Puerto Rico at the end just completely
terrible.
I mean, my soul.
But that
I
Bills
really didn't
one,
want to gamble.
I thought
for the
Bills one was crazy because it's so interesting that the Ravens actually wanted them to score a touchdown because it was the only chance they had was to allow them to score and then come back and try to tie it.
I stopped watching once I saw what was going on. I was like,
Marcus Peters in Harborough got into it on the sidelines.
Marcus Peters generally is very well-mannered and doesn't get in anyone's face.
That was the most shocking
news
of
Sunday. So out of
character. Yeah. But no, Leeds,
But can you explain to me why Harbaugh went for fourth down in the tie ball game with 3 minutes to go?
I get his logic.
I mean, I don't get it. Tell me what the logic is.
That the Bills were just going to run down and score on him.
Yeah.
And who do you trust more, the Ravens defense or
Lamar? Yeah, or do you trust Lamar or do you want to give the ball to Josh Allen?
But
you, I don't,
but,
I don't
but all,
like,
you,
hate
all
it.
The Bills had to do was kick a field goal to win. Yeah. I don't see how being up
but
three
they were, but think about
is a losing proposition.
But think about how we were saying they were at some point the Bills were
I wanted
score
them to
them.
Make the field goal and sure. then them to go score. Now what would have happened was they'd have scored on the last play and then they wouldn't have made them kick the extra point because they don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
And that would have been even worse for you.
Yeah,
that would
probably.
Have been sickening.
No, after the Steelers game, I almost swore off gambling forever. And then
almost.
The Bills,
and then 1 week later, he's right back at it.
Look, they have
well, one
chandeliers
week, come on.
And all that, you know, Vegas talk, all those cliches about how they win and whatnot. Well, I also contribute because I basically am a jilted lover that comes back all the time. And
always back.
That Steelers. I'm serious. I didn't actually bet until Sunday. That was a Thursday
you
night
took
game.
9 days.
I was like,
good
for
you.
I don't, yeah.
Strong.
Strong.
Very strong-willed.
Very strong-willed.
Yeah.
I had a bad weekend. I won like a free bet on the Raiders covering, but then my parlays all
Detroit
went
losing.
Detroit.
That
just,
one I thought too. Yep.
What
awful.
A game, by the way.
Great game.
Great game, but Jared Goff and Geno Smith going back and forth is not something I would have thought
apiece,
in 2022.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 48-45 with Geno Smith and Jared Goff. Jared Goff without Amon-Ra St. Brown, without DeAndre Swift.
Still going.
Still going.
They just don't quite win, though. That because the Lions are still Lions. You mentioned the Raiders are the Raiders. The Lions just can't quite win these games. The
I
Lions,
want them to win for Dan Campbell.
They could have won week one against Philly, and they didn't.
Yeah.
They could have won this game, and they didn't.
They're entertaining, though.
They are fun to watch.
I don't think any team wants to necessarily play them. Because they choke games away, but they're putting up 45 points.
They're scoring. Bringing it.
It's silly.
I also had the Jags plus 5.5 or 6.5. I was trying to think of the
and
other
they
one.
They were up 14. They were up 14 points.
Can we talk about how good the Eagles are? They're the best in the NFC by a wide margin right now.
You
their offensive line.
Philly blood is showing eyes. 2 months in Philly.
I mean, that drone's looking good up there.
3 years. Leave me alone.
Hey, come on.
They are good. Because they were down, and it's just not a problem. They're like, let's just come back, easily win. They're solid, because I do think Jags are better. They're
I think so,
much
too.
Much better than they were last year.
Well,
much
Doug Peterson, better. I think, has done a phenomenal
job.
He's
a real coach.
He's a real coach. I'm still shocked the Eagles ran Doug Peterson out of town. I thought it was a very short leash. I know the handling of the Jalen Hurts situation was partially to blame there. But he had just won a Super Bowl, and like 2 years later, they're like, no, you got to go.
There's a statue at the
There's
link
a, yeah,
of them calling
Doug Peterson
the Philly special.
That's the best.
And then two years later, he's ran out of town. Yeah.
Gone.
And Foles was too, but not by the fans. I think he was kind of
He's always just chasing money.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. He just got a bigger paycheck, basically.
Yeah.
But the Eagles look legitimate.
Is he in the league right now? Is
Foles
he's back up in Indy.
Indy. Yeah.
Always.
But I mean they ran him. They did technically run him out of town for Carson.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And then Carson is
he's
not
just,
that dude.
He's on a parade around the league.
Even I who kept saying for about 3 years Carson Wentz
he's
is going to eventually figure it out like just he's going to get healthy and he's going to revert back to the was it 2018 year whatever.
So he got hurt.
Yeah, and it was like he was playing an MVP level. No, that was the outlier.
No.
Even I go him in Washington Taylor Heineke's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm off the wins train, everyone should be off the wins train.
Yeah, he's going to keep getting paid, though, for a while.
How about Cooper Rush and the Cowboys keeping their season afloat. The NFC East, obviously, we thought it was just going to be the Eagles with Dak Prescott getting hurt. But the Cowboys are 3-1.
They got a good roster. They have some good players on that team.
CeeDee Lamb has found a great connection with Cooper Rush. This also allows them to not rush back Dak Prescott.
Right.
Cooper Rush looks fine. He's not been an issue down there.
And had you ever seen Cooper Rush throw a football before he was a Cowboy?
Zero. No.
How about yesterday, something named Bailey Zappe?
Bailey Zappe, yeah.
Had you ever heard of Bailey Zappe?
Bailey Zappe.
Before draft day when he got picked and they're like, oh, this is a guy from Western Kentucky or whatever. He went to Houston Baptist.
They just plug him in and run the same routes they ran with Tom and Mac and everyone, and it's like the guys are wide open.
They had a chance to win.
Yeah.
They made them punt, and they get the ball about midfield. If Bailey Zappe would have won at Lambeau, that would have been insane.
Can you imagine, like, ESPN this week and all the sports shows about, Mac versus Bailey, and no one, who cares? But either way, who cares?
You know what it would have been? That would have been, what's his name, and Romeo Crennel for the Chiefs?
Kyle Orton.
It would have been Kyle Orton and Romeo Crennel.
Well, Kyle Orton played at a big school and
he was
been
a veteran.
In the league.
Yeah, he was a veteran, but still.
Bailey Zappe.
That's what that game would have felt like.
16 months ago was at Houston Baptist. And then he went to Western Kentucky because his OC got a job at Western Kentucky. And he threw for like 6,000 yards last year and got picked by the Patriots. Bailey Zappe. I thought that was where you buy shoes. Online.
Oh, Zappos? That's pretty good.
Bailey Zappe.
Frank Zappe? It sounds like Frank Zappa. What's it?
And the Mothers of Invention?
Yeah. Frank Zappa.
It was insane watching these dudes who are running around here.
Going back to the Chiefs game, their offensive line, as we mentioned.
You ever heard of either one of those quarterbacks? I mean, come on.
Who?
Just Pat Mahomes?
Oh, yeah, Pat Mahomes. Brady? I don't know. Don't ring a bell. Young guys, I think they both might be pretty good guys in the future.
Maybe. Probably because he goes by Patrick is what Patrick. Todd was thinking about.
Oh,
Pat. That's
wow.
His father.
Someone needs to tell LeBron baseball. James because he tweeted out last night, Patty Mahomes is going crazy.
What's wrong with Patty?
I don't know who Patty is, but that's not this guy.
I'll call him after the show.
Shoot him a text.
Let him know.
Yeah. Don't
email. Respectfully.
Can we get over that, by the way? Because everyone calls him Pat.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. Also, the thing that actually drives me insane, though, is when people call Bobby Witt Jr. Junior, because I go, there's already been a junior. It's Ken Griffey Jr.
No, it's Dale Jr. Come on.
No. You stop it. Don't you dare. We can fight.
If you want to fight, we can fight. There's only one junior, and that's Dale Jr.
I know you got dad strength back there, but I think I can take you.
You think so?
I don't know. What do you think, Dylan? Could I take Lebo in a?
You got a bad hip, right? He's got a bad hip.
I got a
hip.
Bad hip. Golf got to me.
Yeah. Who's the old man here?
Okay.
He hurt himself golfing.
I was posting up on that right leg, and it hurt, okay?
Was it the toe that you were favoring, and then you got your
turf
hip
toe.
Out of place?
Yeah, the turf toe. It actually is starting to hurt again. It's not ideal.
He's breaking down. He's 27 years old.
28.
He's 28 years old.
Got basketball playoffs on Wednesday.
Going to sprain your hair.
No, hair it's still flying. Still looks good. I got that on you. That's about it.
One thing I know we're going to break. You had left. You didn't see the guy fall down at that concert.
No.
Old dude. I look over, and you hadn't left. You'd moved up to the front.
Moved up to the front, yeah.
So we're there, and these guys, we're like 15 rows back, left side, good seats, fun, not too loud, it's perfect. And these dudes who look like the actual Allman Brothers were over here. These old dudes with long hair, real long hair, you know, kind of pulled back. And they were like, yeah, we're having fun. I look over, and the last song is done, and they're singing Happy Birthday to the drummer or something.
Sure, yeah.
And this dude has a white sleeveless, not a tank top, but just cut the sleeves off, T-shirt on. And he has kind of like blondish gray hair that's pulled back. And it's kind of like dreads, kind of, but it's pulled back. And I look over, and he just kind of starts wobbling.
Ooh.
And he fell backwards. And those pillars at the Uptown are like stucco or something.
Yeah, they are stucco.
So they're a little
textured.
And this dude hit his head, and he's down. I'm like, man down. I'm looking at my buddy and says, dude, Dwayne Allman's on the ground over here. And I go over there because, you know, I'm a Boy Scout.
Do your duty. Yeah, do your duty.
So I go over there, and his buddies are kind of trying to help him up, and he looks like he's going to try to get up and just go. And we get him up, And I said, dude, you got to sit down. You're not okay.
Yeah.
And he
concussed.
And he can't even really say words.
Was he hammered or was he concussed? Little column A, little column B.
Might have been both. He wasn't
off the columns. So that's column C.
Or fencing like Tua's fingers were, but he had hit his head, and he's got blood on his T-shirt. Ooh. Back here. I don't know if this was pre-existing blood or what's up. So I said, you guys got to stay here. I'm going to go find somebody. And I went and found an usher. I said, we got a man down up here. I think Dickie Betts or Dwayne Allman is on the ground. We got to go see what's going on here. And so they came up, and then we left. We're out standing outside. And then this guy's three buddies just come walking out. I'm like, did you just leave this guy back there? Were you not even going to come help him or anything?
No way. By the way, you said pre-existing blood.
Could have been.
Who's walking around a concert with you know what? Take that back. I actually have a shirt that has a pre-existing blood stain on it.
See?
But it blends in.
It's a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. It's
good
great.
Concert shirt.
Well, it's actually a polo, like a long sleeve. With
you have a polo with blood on it?
But there's a... Okay.
How'd that happen?
I'll show you the long story short, having a snowball fight and the fraternity and the tile, right? And
you got slick on you?
Got a little slick on me. I ate it.
Fell down. You were having a snowball fight in a polo.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
A long sleeve shirt?
Yeah, it was a long sleeve button down.
You got your dress shirt on having a snowball fight.
Basically, yeah. Correct.
Frat boys.
And I ate it. See, my tooth is still chipped.
Oh.
Right. See, that's what it came from.
But you kept the shirt.
But I kept the shirt. Went to the hospital, got some stitches, good as new. But yeah, that
fine.
Shirt, the shirt, you know what? Tried washing it.
Tried to shout it out, wouldn't come out.
But it's a good shirt. I'm not going to throw
you
it away.
You put a sweater over it now or what?
I have before. I put a vest over before. But you can't really see because it's
this guy
could be barbecue
this
sauce.
This could have been his number one Sunday tank top, but it had blood on it. And I hope that guy's okay.
Well, my favorite part, Leaves, is that you said you were a Boy Scout. Like, that when this guy dropped, they were like, is there a Boy Scout in the crowd?
Yeah, that's what they yelled for. Not a doctor. Yeah. Is there a Boy Scout?
Well, no one yelled out. I'm a journalist first, so Lebo I see
goes,
things. And I see
Scouts
this guy
honor.
Go down. It's your right hand. It's three fingers.
Do you think I was in Scouts?
So I run over
you
there.
You did the Pinewood Derby?
And
the staple of life right there.
Here's my claim to fame as a father in the Pinewood Derby for my son.
Just put some weights in it.
We never won.
Oh, congratulations.
But we never finished last.
There you go.
Right there in the meaty part of the curve. Because the guys who win all cheated.
Congrats on being average.
They all cheated. The people who went first because they put extra weights on or they did something to it. Or
yeah, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
And then the people who finished last were just bad at it. So
I got best design. So
there you go.
That's pretty cool.
That's like a participation award. Yeah.
Nice job, son.
Good job. Your dad did a real good job on this paint job.
He painted the hell out of that.
I mean, come on, though. How are you going to brag about getting like seventh?
Not seventh.
Out of 150,
sixth.
That's good.
That's six.
Never last. Always second or third or fourth or fifth.
Uh-huh.
You don't really want to win.
You don't want to win?
Yeah, it's because it means you're
cheating. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and tell the Chiefs that, too. Hey, guys, come on. Hold up. You don't really want to win. Were you the head coach for the Colts game?
What about the Patriots?
Did you take over?
They cheated and won a lot. And
exactly.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I care.
Well, we care, but they don't.
The real claim to fame as a leader in Scouts was that I had five kids in my son's Weebelos troop who went up to Scouts, and all five of them got their Eagle Scouts because I was the shining example of the kid who didn't get his Eagle Scout.
They don't want to be you.
You're the
you're
cautionary
saying.
Tale.
I said, don't be me.
There you go.
You will only regret not getting it. You'll never regret getting it.
Do you regret not getting it?
Absolutely.
How would it have affected you? How would you be different
because
today?
It's just
you'd be a doctor or a lawyer.
No, you just didn't finish something.
Yeah.
Why would you not? Why would you not finish something? It was right there.
I don't know what you'd do for it.
Can you go really? Back like
no.
college?
You can't go back like college.
I would love to see it.
It's like the one
I
thing
leave
you
it
can't
go, back,
go
now.
Back and do.
It's like Billy Madison, but Lebo
exactly.
going back to Eagle Scouts.
You can't do it.
I would pay money to
limit.
Watch you.
You can't, if you got a time machine and you can make me be 17 and a half years old, I'd get it done like
was
that.
Was it the sailor knot or the
I'm pretty good at the knots.
Rancher
I just
knot.
Didn't finish the couple of the merit badges, you know? I mean, started like drinking beer and
yeah,
driving
too,
around and
too
working.
Busy. Oh, that sounds bad. Oh, yeah, Lebo got too busy to do knots, so he was crushing Bush Light and smoking Marlboro Southern Cuts.
Maybe.
The Cowboy Killers.
Maybe I had my first drink at a Scout overnight. I don't know.
Wow.
Things happen in Independence. It's a different time. We got to take a break.
Let's take a quick break. Come back so Lebo can stop talking about Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
We talked the Eagles football.
Eagles.
Which somehow went into Eagle Scouts.
Well, we were talking about the cult, and that poor man hit the ground.
The Colts. Right, we'll talk some college football some Chiefs.
We have to.
I know. Ugh. I mean, hey, 22-19.
I got a college stat for you next.
Home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM 94.5 FM, 1510.com and Facebook Live. Lebo still joining us in studio. Dylan Michaels still behind the glass. We were talking about the hurricane.
Yeah, my vacation to Sanibel Island next Monday.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
You don't think so?
No.
So I go to Sanibel every year. It's my vacation spot. I go with my family. It's been a tradition for 30 plus years, even before me. So, yeah, we're not going to be able to make it down this year. I have some cousins that have a house on Sanibel, and they couldn't get to the house. Luckily, he left, right? He was going to stay, and his wife's like, if you don't leave, eventually he left, but you couldn't get back because the causeway was broken down.
It's gone.
So he rented a jet ski to go all the way across, I'm assuming Fort Myers.
It's a pretty long ways across there.
On a jet ski.
Yeah, it's a couple miles, right?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes by boat, but like, you know, jet skis, you're going across. It's a long way. The jet ski broke down.
Of course it
did. Once he gets to Sanibel. So now he's stuck on Sanibel with a broken jet ski.
Oh my gosh.
No food, no water. And eventually we've gotten contact with him and he's joined some sort of helping crew because he needs food and water.
He's just down there grinding.
So now he's down there grinding. He went from, I'm going to check on my house, do well. Let's help with the construction and reconstruction of Sanibel.
Well, that's the wild thing, because you can't get to Sanibel. Now, Dylan, you got family in Fort Myers?
Yeah, actually, I got my grandma and grandpa, Stan and Kathy Michaels, who are actually watching the show right now. So I'm going to wave to the camera to them, because they got power back, so they're on their phones right now.
Did they ride it out in their home?
So, they were at their neighbor's, actually, and their neighbor lives in the house of a former AC/DC band member. So they had a pretty good spot to be in with all their local people. Sent me pictures and stuff. The inside of the house, obviously, you can imagine, is pretty cool. It's got backlit granite and stuff like that. So they did pretty well where they were at, but their house was a little outside damage, but not too much inside.
Did they get a boat in their yard like everyone else did? Yeah. I see these pictures. Here's a boat. That's not my boat. Where'd that boat come from?
Well, they get a free boat.
Free boat.
So I don't know.
Except it's on the
they're
on
not
the
as close to the beach for that, but I don't know. I mean, they got a boat.
It's just insane. Like, you see these aerial shots of boats just piled up because they just got, like, sloshed into somewhere, and then they're down. So I had an Airbnb that I'd reached out to our host, and because we reserved this thing 6 months ago, and I'd reached out to the host, like, Wednesday morning. That was the hurricane, right? I think it was Wednesday. Whatever the morning that it was coming was, and I said, hey, I hope you're okay, first off. I hope you're hunkered down and you're safe somewhere. But just when this thing's over, let me know if, you know, if this is even going to happen. Because I had no thought that the bridge was going to be gone. I thought, oh, there'd be some stuff and, you know, whatever. Yeah. Maybe it'll be not the greatest vacation in the world or whatever. And then I'm sitting here at work watching this stuff happen. And then you start seeing, I guess it was like maybe Thursday morning, where you can't get there because the bridge is gone.
Yeah.
Like, well, I assume we're not going. So I had reached out and she hadn't gotten back to me. So now I'm like, man, I hope this Nancy's okay. And eventually she got back to me yesterday and said that they, you know, she's fine, but this particular house that they host on Sanibel had at least 5 feet of water inside of it. She hadn't been to it yet, but had gotten reports, and it's 6 feet above sea level, I guess. So the storm surge was 10, 20, whatever feet, and it sloshed it up inside this house. Just fills it up, because even if the doors are shut or the windows are shut, it's just going to break the glass.
Sure.
Or it's going to come through. Water will find its way to wherever it wants to go. Okay? That's what water does. And So the good news is, got a full refund for our Airbnb because I was a little worried because, oddly enough, hurricanes are not covered as an extenuating circumstance with Airbnb. If you go to Florida during hurricane season and your vacation gets messed up, tough luck. But this, since you literally can't get to the home, and unless your uncle had an extra jet ski that would break on us, go over there one at a time, and the home is uninhabitable. So this host, Nancy, was very nice, and so she refunded the money. Now, the disappointing part is we really wanted to go to Sanibel.
Sure. I feel enjoy. For all those, because it's a huge tourist spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very difficult situation to be in. I'm hoping Gene's Books is okay. My favorite bookstore. And it's just
the books are soggy.
Well, I hope not, because it's a little bit more inland. But Sanibel, again, is an island. I hope it's okay.
Yeah, I think that storm surge probably got covered. Every building on that island had to have gotten water in it.
Yeah, because if Jerry's, which is the grocery store, had it's not looking good.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen a whole lot of actual photographs of things on Sanibel. Now your uncle needs to send pictures because he's there.
He's
the guy who's on the ground.
He's the guy, boots on ground.
Yeah, but my host said she had seen aerial photos, and I looked at some aerial photos as well, and the building that we were going to be in is standing, the house. So that's good that it's standing, but it's going to be a lot of work down there. It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Job one, you can't fix those houses without that bridge being fixed, because I don't think you can jet ski building supplies across the way, you know, to get it done. But yeah, that's a scary thing. I'm glad your grandparents are all right. I'm glad your uncle's okay.
Well,
and it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to go on vacation. I'll get to go to the Chiefs game instead.
Yeah, I think it's my cousin technically, but you know when you, it's like my mom's first cousin, so it's my second cousin. But you know how the age,
it's complicated. You don't know what it is.
So you're like, we looked it up one time, and so then like their kids are like my third cousins
once removed
or something like that.
Everyone's your cousin. Just say that.
Everyone's my cousin.
It's my.
I have like a hundred.
My cousin. Call it a kunkle.
A cousin don't like
and
that.
An uncle. A kunkle.
Hate that.
You don't care for that one.
Do not care for that one. Please do not say it again. Let's talk some college football.
I got two stats for you.
Give them.
You ready?
Give them to me, yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about your Missouri Tigers and the fact that you can't beat Georgia with field goals. You got to have touchdowns.
Surprisingly.
Got to. I think if they had scored one more, they might have had some real ball.
I think if they didn't.
Offsides on the one-yard line, had a chance.
You mean the false start?
Yeah, the false start.
That one, or if he just goes. Tough play. You can't blame the guy for going down on the one right there. But if he gets in, you're sitting here going, this might be a little different.
But here's your stats. Your Kansas Jayhawks, Dylan, are 5-0. Okay? And my Oklahoma Sooners are 0-2 in the league and have given up 2,000 points in the last two games. It's not great.
Seems low.
So the last time Oklahoma was 0-2 in Big 12 play, what happened that year for them?
They won the Big 12.
They won the Big 12. It was 2 years ago. They were 0-2. They lost to K-State and Iowa State, and then they won the rest of their games and beat Iowa State, and they won the Big 12. That's not going to happen this year. I'm going to say it right now. The last time Kansas was 5-0 and ranked in the Big 12, what happened that year?
Didn't they lose a lot of the rest of their games?
They lost them all, and they fired their coach, and they had to give him $3 million. That is also not going to happen. But those are both two true things that I said. The last time Kansas was 5-0, they fired their coach and had to pay him $3 million by December 31st to have him go away.
Mm.
And the last time Oklahoma was 0-2, they won the Big 12. Neither will happen. But true statement.
OU got destroyed.
We're not going to talk about that. People want to hear about
TCU.
That. Let's talk more about Kansas.
Okay.
I'll go, I'm going. My vacation on Thursday is to go see my buddy in Dallas, and we're going to the. I'm going to be boots on the ground for you.
The four losses combined between Oklahoma and Texas. It'll still be a great time. You will really enjoy that game. It is the most fun college atmosphere there is. It's a shame that these things haven't worked out to where. They're not always undefeated, but they're generally better than this.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time there's been two. Well, maybe it's 2020. I've checked Texas's record.
I'll try and figure out what's going on with the team while I'm down there.
Well,
basically.
Have someone tackle someone. That'd be step number one. And at this point, I don't know if Dylan Gabriel, their quarterback who was concussed on a cheap shot targeting call on TCU, is going to be able to play because he was really messed up. And their backup quarterback is a step down from what is a step down. So you will have fun in Dallas. It'll be a great time.
Speaking of TCU, Kansas is playing TCU and Lawrence
yep.
for college game day.
First time ever. Is this the last Power Five team? I think it's not. If it's not the last, it's
there's one more.
One
they
more.
Only two.
There's only two Power Five teams who hadn't ever hosted it. So this is a big deal. It's finally happening.
And who would have thought going into this season, KU and TCU would get college game day and both be ranked? Most folks had TCU and Kansas as
how about undefeated
three?
And ranked?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Kansas is it's a great story, and I don't want to poo-poo what Kansas has done or what they're doing right now.
Oh, you better start poo-pooing it.
Well, I mean, they didn't play very well Saturday, and they won, and that's a great sign.
Defense.
That is a
the
great
defense
sign.
Stepped up.
And the
kicker for Iowa State didn't show up, apparently.
The special teams, when the guy hits the upright twice and then misses, he duck hooks it like me on a drive on the third one. But Kansas, the sign that you're improving as a program and as a team is when you play poorly and find a way to win. I don't know when the last time Kansas played poorly in a Power Five game and won was.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to go back to 2008 or 9 or something. The last time they were like, that wasn't very good, but they won. You know what I mean? But they have not. They've had to play great and have the other team play like garbage to win games in the Big 12. And they played poor. I mean, they had 215 yards of offense, and they won the game. That means that they've got a spirit about them, and they've got some confidence to them. If they play like that, by the way, TCU is better than Iowa State. Iowa State's not very good this year. They have a brand-new quarterback. Mm. They don't have Breece Hall. They don't have Charlie Kohler. They don't have Michael Rose, who was here with the Chiefs in camp, who was the Big 12 Player of the Year on defense. They are as thin as they've been in a few years, so they're not as good. And they're going to lose some games this year. They got drummed 2 weeks ago against Iowa State. Against Baylor. Got closer at the end, and they should have won this game. I think Iowa State is near the bottom of the league in the Big 12, and I'll be surprised if they don't finish like 9th or 10th. Okay,
with Oklahoma and West Virginia,
and Texas maybe. I don't know. You know, who knows? But what Kansas has done is they found a way to beat West Virginia in overtime on the road in the rain when they were down. They came back and won the game, and then they found a way to beat Iowa State. So they've done these things. TCU's pretty good. This Max Duggan has been there for 7 years. I don't know. No, he's just like a fifth-year guy, but he's a quality quarterback, and they have some dudes who play wide receiver, big dudes.
Yeah.
And they got some decent guys on defense. They're a quality team, and this will be all Kansas can do to beat them. The weird thing is Kansas has beaten TCU. Now, this is different guys. It's not Lance Leipold. But they've beaten them, and with Gary Patterson and some good teams. For some reason, Kansas was able to keep that game competitive while losing all these other games. Those things don't really matter when it's all brand new people. But TCU's got a lot of confidence right now, too. They hadn't really played anyone. Still haven't.
Yeah.
Because all they did was beat Oklahoma. But they're confident right now as well. Because they won that game. Now they're going to be fired up, man.
Yeah.
It's college game day and all that bit there. So I'll be excited about this one. You can hear it on Sports Radio 810.
And then give Kansas State some credit, too. They've bounced back and had a very nice season after the loss to Tulane.
And you thought you would maybe have a letdown after you had the thrill of winning at Oklahoma.
Sure.
Primetime game. And they come home. Adrian Martinez, two plays.
Yeah.
Touchdown. You're like, they're going to roll. And then it got tight. It got tight. Because TCU's got some fight to them. TCU beat Texas in a game that they were losing, then winning, then came back and won. And TCU was up big against Houston and had to go overtime and win that game. I mean, Tech.
Tech, yeah.
So Tech has – they got a real spirit about him, too. This coach of theirs has a very interesting story. This Joey McGuire. He was a high school coach in the Dallas area for a long time. Highly respected high school coach. And when Matt Rhule came from Temple, Philadelphia, to Baylor, he didn't know anything about Texas. So what do you got to do? You got to go find somebody.
Recruit.
Who can recruit. So he hired this guy to be a position coach on his team. And he did a good job for him. All of a sudden, this dude, like 4 years ago, was a high school coach, and now he's coaching Tech. But he's got that high school, you know, kind of spirit to him.
Sure.
That probably won't work forever, but is working right now. Go watch his speech after they beat Texas. You want to run through a wall for him?
Yeah.
And they kept fighting and fighting and fighting in Manhattan, but K-State finds a way to get it done. like they do. So that was a big win for them, and they're feeling great right now. The Big 12 is upside down.
Yeah, from what most were expecting going into this year. And
with the exception of Oklahoma State, who was very good on the road in Waco Saturday. I don't know how much of that one you watched. They look good.
I will say, if you're a K-State fan, you just have to be still slightly disappointed with the Tulane loss.
Absolutely.
Because as great as beating Tech was, as great as beating Oklahoma was, as great as beating Mizzou was, which not a great win, but still that's a Power 5 former rival. Mm-hmm. That's a big win. Taking care of business against Tulane, you're looking at a what? Top 15, top 10 ranking in college football right now?
Yeah, that's a tough one. But you know what? In the end, you'd rather win your league games than the non-league games. But Adrian Martinez was awful that day, and he has figured it out. Oklahoma fixed him.
Sure.
Because it looks like they're fixing everybody this year.
If only Mizzou could play Oklahoma, we might actually have a game.
Well, I got a real good friend.
Fix Brady Cook.
Who's an Iowa grad, and their offense is pitiful. And he's like, I think even Iowa could score some points. I said, that would be the great matchup right there. If you can't score against these guys, who are you going to score against? So I don't think maybe they would meet in a very low level bowl game if they can both finally get to 6 wins.
That'd be great.
And we'll get that all figured out.
Let's take a quick break. Come back. Todd Lebo joining us right here. Homestretch, ESPN, Kansas City. Welcome back to the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City. All right. In the most Mizzou way possible, they're in it against a number one team.
Dude, their defense played their butts off.
Their defense played incredible. Honestly, this was just a great performance, great showing from the Missouri Tigers. You think the season is lost, maybe the locker room, after Luther Burden not getting a touch, not getting a target, you know. You're thinking there's some drama going on. All things are not well in Columbia. And then they come out and play a very gritty performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense did all they could. Harrison Mevis, after the disaster in Auburn, right? After missing a 26-yard game-winning field goal, comes back and shows why he is probably going to be one of the only kickers drafted in the NFL draft. Drills a couple of 50-plus yarders, including a 56-yarder, goes 5 of 5, but it wasn't enough. And you mentioned it. You can't beat Georgia with field goals.
No.
You have to score a touchdown. And on that deep ball Brady Cook threw, and the wide receiver didn't quite get in and went down on the one, I'm sitting here looking over going, this is probably the game.
You got to get
this is going to be it. And then they have the false start, settle for a field goal, and that's 4 points. I mean, that's if you want to, it's tough.
And then
situations would be different, but
Georgia
still
took the lead. You're like, you just didn't feel like Missouri was going to be able to move the ball down and score a touchdown, and they didn't even get a first down. So it was rough. It was rough.
It was still a good performance from a team that needed a good performance after blowing it to Auburn, having a poor performance against K-State. Season again. It's not looking good for the Missouri Tigers, but this gave me at least a sliver of hope. You can't be mad losing to Georgia by 4. I know there's people who are like, you know, what a Missouri Tiger thing to do, keep it close. I had the joke, the moral victory. But at the same time, if you would have said going into this game, Mizzou loses by 4, you 1,000% take it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But when you say you're up by 10 in the second half,
fair,
you're like, fair, you want to win this game.
I know.
So now they're going to Florida this week, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
You have some momentum. You have a little something going.
I don't think I like this. And then they're off, right? And then it's homecoming?
Yeah, against Vanderbilt.
I'm going to be there for homecoming. You
know? I might be there, too.
I'm going to be there.
You going to be there, too? Dylan?
Sure.
Well, you're doing this.
My bad. It's talk back. Sure.
You're not going to Missouri's homecoming. I don't believe you.
No, I probably won't
okay.
go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fine. We're going to take the cruiser down.
I would like to go. Because you guys are going, but I don't have any.
I'm
going
to be there.
No love lost for Missouri.
Because my wife one time about 2 months ago, she said, I want to go to a Missouri game. She didn't say it in that voice. She said, I'd like to go to a Missouri game.
Yeah, no, give her voice again. Come on.
Homecoming.
I'm sure she'd love
and
that.
And so I looked it up. I said, homecoming's this date. And then I went to Lowe's, I think, to take something back. And I came back, and we have an Airbnb and tickets already with two other couples. So shouldn't have gone to Lowe's. That was planned real quick. Guess I'm going to homecoming.
Do you want to carpool? You want to take me too?
Let's go. You want to stay in the Airbnb with us?
I mean.
So here.
Will you allow it?
It's 52-year-old people and stew.
Sounds like a rager.
Maybe, well, Squeege is coming.
Squeege is coming?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Six of your Taylors and Tylers?
All of them.
All the Camerons?
All the Taylors, Tylers, and Camerons.
All the Cams.
Uh-huh.
All the Taylors. What's up, Tyler? There you go.
Come on.
It's going to be great.
They're not all named that.
Just some of them.
Just some of them. Broncos running back Javonte Williams has torn ACL, LCL, huge loss for the Denver Broncos. And then the Dolphins say Tua Tagovailoa is ruled out for week 5. About time.
Yeah.
They had to. Even if he was 100% okay,
yeah, they got
there
is
no
week.
Chance they were going to put him back in for next week. This was the home stretch here, ESPN Kansas City Lebo. A pleasure. Dylan behind the glass, always fun. We'll be back live in studio tomorrow at 3 to 4 p.m. We are out.